Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM.
But the reality is that we live in a world, even before, but more so now, that unexpected things can happen all the time. And buying travel insurance is just the responsible thing to do.
Welcome to Everyone's Talking Money podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Game. There's no judgment, no dumb questions, just smart conversations about you and your money. So come on in and grab a seat. Everyone is welcome here.
When it comes to work, communication is key. Even if you don't have a writing job, sounding unconfident, indecisive, or passive-aggressive can hold you back professionally and hurt your team's productivity. Grammarly Premium's advanced tone suggestions make sure you're always sending the right message. Sound clear and confident in your writing and automatically replace negative-leaning language with solution-focused alternatives. With Grammarly's help, you can build stronger relationships at work, be constructive in the face of challenges, and help your team get things done. Grammarly works where you do, so your team's projects get done before the deadline. And with features like comprehensive spelling, grammar, and clarity-focused sentence rewrites, Grammarly helps keep your writing efficient and mistake-free. The right tone can move any project forward. Get it just right with Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/podcast to sign up for free. Then get 20% off when you upgrade to premium. That's 20% off at grammarly.com/podcast.
Travel is back, and millions are ready to get out there and start experiencing it all again. However, there is a new reality. What happens if you get sick or injured while you're away? You might think you just pick up your insurance card and all will be taken care of, but not so fast. Did you know that getting sick or hurt on vacation could lead to some pretty wicked consequences, like a huge bill that could totally drain your bank account? That's where travel insurance comes in. I absolutely love, that is an understatement, love to travel. But honestly, it wasn't until the 2020 pandemic shut down the world when I realized that travel insurance is totally worth it. And the best part, as our guest Omar Kaywan from Groose Insurance says, travel insurance is only about 10% of your travel cost. So if your trip costs around $2,000, travel insurance would only cost around $200 max. That seems like a fair trade to me. Omar has a lot of gems to share with you, like exactly what to do if you get sick or injured on vacation. Hint, don't panic. What to look for in a travel insurance policy and how to figure out what it doesn't cover. And why you might need travel insurance even if you're traveling in the US. So get your bags packed. But first, listen to this important episode that might literally save you millions. Let's start talking. You know, travel is back. We're all excited about that. I know I certainly am. And millions of travelers there are just like so ready to get out and go see new places and have all these new experiences that we kind of put on hold for a couple of years. And there was a recent article that came out from Expedia, and it said that people weren't going to be going on honeymoons. Instead, they're going to be going on these like mega moons, right? Because we just, we have to do everything big now post COVID. And I'm thinking, like, even in a pending recession and with high costs of inflation, people are still choosing to spend their cash on travel again. So, you know, Omar, like, tell us, why do we all love travel so much, kind of no matter what is going on with the economy?
I think that's a great question. I think, first of all, you know, it's a pleasure to be talking to you today. So thank you again for having me. You know, us, we love to travel. I mean, human beings in general just love to experience new things. Travel, you know, has been one of those things that people, perhaps some folks took it for granted. And then also some people who have always been wanting to do it and never got a chance to, kind of got a little bit of a moment through COVID saying, if I don't do it now, I'm not going to be able to do it again, perhaps, or that kind of a mentality. So COVID has really built up this pent-up demand, and people are just kind of psychologically in this moment of, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it big, you know, these mega moon concepts or big elaborate trips, because people have just, they took it for granted. It was something that was always there. You know, you kind of did it when it was convenient for you or affordable for you, whatever the case may be. Whereas now, nothing is stopping people from actually going out there and traveling, not recession, not inflation. You know, they might reconsider some of their destinations or do shorter trips or go to destinations where, you know, their dollar is going to take them further. But it is something that is happening right now, and people are continuing to travel. I mean, we have been talking about the fact that, you know, 72% of Canadians, Ipsos did this study. 72% of Canadians will be traveling this Christmas, and half of those are going to be in traveling internationally. That's on top of the fact that we're talking about recession, flight cost increases, and all these other factors. You know, the cost of hotels in the States is just astronomical right now, and, you know, let alone the currency exchange, but people are still continuing to travel. Airports are buzzing. I just this morning looked at CATSA's weekly stats for passenger traffic across top 7 and top 17 Canadian airports. They were at the same level as pre-pandemic passenger traffic, and same thing with TSA. So it's definitely happening right now.
That is crazy. I mean, I haven't been to an airport since 2019, which is crazy. Like, when I think about, it'll be like 4 years since I travel on a plane. When I used to go, you know, at least a couple of places every year, it just sort of blows my mind, like, how much time has gone by. But then it's interesting, isn't it, Omar, like, human nature, we just go back to everything that we loved. And I'm wondering, like, do you think this trend, like, is this going to change over the next few years? Are we just going to travel, like, no matter what?
I think people are going to continue to travel. I think this trend is definitely here to stay. I think this is also being driven by a few other factors as well, that a lot of people are working in, you know, hybrid or remote positions, which I don't know what the future of that, but that's a topic on its own, to be discussed and kind of understood. I think, you know, there's a lot of that that's happening where people are working remotely. The pent up demand, the desire to travel, even for people who didn't travel before, didn't have a passport before, you know, now they're going into passport offices and trying to get their passport and travel. So COVID has really propelled this need and this desire for travel. So I personally think that it's here to stay, and I think it's going to grow. You know, there's predictions that travel overall industry is going to, you know, surpass 2019 and 2018 revenue and probably in the next 12 to 18 months at most. And I think those stats, we're seeing early signs of it. I mean, Thanksgiving was a big sort of moment for a lot of people last year and this year again. So travel volumes are back to a normal domestically and internationally. And I think this holiday is going to be even bigger.
Right. We're just all ready to go somewhere.
I think the underlying thing is the fact that people are perhaps realizing that instead of spending their money on things, they want to spend on memories and travel and experiences. And I think that is the underlying psychological thing that's kind of going on, that we kind of have to do the onion peel on a little bit. But that's my personal sort of opinion and how I see things around, both with me personally and where I come from and how I am thinking about things now, as well as, you know, people around me and the customers that we talk to at Goose Insurance as well, is that, you know, they are really excited for these experiences, and they want to go on a $30,000 safari tour in Africa. So it's happening, and people just want to do it.
I want to go on a $30,000 safari trip in Africa. Is somebody else sponsoring that?
I know. And they're literally paying it out of pocket because it's something on their bucket list and they just want to get it done now. So we live in very, very interesting times. And I think people just, if I can, and it's like this whole attitude of I've got zero F's to give almost. Sorry if I could say that on the podcast.
Yes, you can.
It is that moment, I feel, when it comes to travel and kind of enjoyment and experiences.
You know, I wrote an article a couple of years ago that went viral, and it was about 20 ways to save money before you board an airplane, because travel is so expensive. We tend to think about just the airfare and the hotels, but there's meals and transportation and activities and stuff you buy. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into the cost of travel. But one thing you don't think about is this idea if you get sick or injured on your trip. And I think, you know, hopefully with COVID coming into the equation, it is at least in the back of our brains, this idea of what if I got sick either before I traveled or when I was traveling. And so that's really where travel insurance comes in and your expertise we're going to really do a deep dive into. But let's run through some of just kind of the ins and outs. Tell us, like, what exactly is travel insurance? And can you give us any examples of why we would need it?
Absolutely. That's a great question. Thank you for that. So travel insurance is really travel, whether it's medical or non-medical, but primarily I'm going to focus on the medical component to it, because if something happens, that's the most expensive piece. When you're traveling outside of your health network and outside of your home state, or for Canadians who are listening to your podcast outside of their home province, they don't have medical coverage through their medical plan. You don't. So if you are, you know, going to Mexico for a trip or anywhere in the world and you trip and fall and you break your leg, you are responsible for those medical bills. If you have medical insurance through travel medical insurance, that will kick in and cover you for those expenses. But if you don't, you have to pay out of pocket. And there is number of horror stories, unfortunately. If you go to GoFundMe.com, you can see the number of people who went on a family vacation and they unfortunately, an unfortunate incident happened, you know, an unexpected stroke, heart attack, you know, fall and break your leg, whatever the case may be. It happens and they've come back with hundreds and thousands of dollars in medical fees. Just to put it in perspective, for somebody who doesn't have medical insurance and they need medical attention in the U.S., just the bed alone is around $12,500 a night. In Canada, it's
wow.
Exactly, and it's about $6,000. And then if you go to different parts of the world, if you're traveling, you know, UK is a big destination just right now for a lot of our customers, primarily for the holidays because of, you know, the drop in British pound. You know, if you do get sick and you need medical attention while you're in UK, you are responsible for those medical bills. So pre-pandemic, 4%, less than 4% of Americans who travel internationally actually bought travel medical insurance. That number is changing because COVID has really done the education that if you are outside of your health network, outside of your home state, and you need medical attention, you need to have the appropriate coverage. So that number is now we're seeing with the latest study that we did with Google, it's roughly about 27 to 30% for consideration and purchase. So that's definitely in the right trend. But what it really does is that for $40, $50 that you pay to buy travel medical insurance, you're protecting yourself financially against being exposed to these unfortunate situations that may happen. Nobody can predict accidents. Nobody can predict illnesses, especially right now with this triple-demic that we're living in. You know, you're going somewhere, you get a flu, you get a cold, you need to be hospitalized. God forbid you test positive for COVID still. And, you know, all these other issues, you're going to need to have medical insurance to cover you. What COVID has also taught further for people is to be able to protect themselves for trip protection and cancellation. Unfortunately, most Americans were concerned pre-pandemic for protecting their flight cost or accommodation. That's super important, but it's not as important for covering you medically. And in fact, buying a travel medical insurance is cheaper than buying a trip cancellation or a trip protection package to cover you for the cost of your flight and hotel. Because if you do get sick, those medical bills are going to be thousands of dollars versus, you know, the $2,000 that you might be out of pocket. But with that being said, because of these significant flight delays, shortage of staff, air traffic issues that we've been dealing in the last 12 months and shortage of pilots, which is sort of starting to normalize itself to some extent, which is a bit of a good story. People were also concerned about travel insurance or trip protection packages as well, because they didn't want to be stranded at a...
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Airport for, 12 hours. If you do have a trip protection coverage, it can offer you hotel, hot meal, if you lost your luggage, some money to replace some of your clothing or get temporary basic necessities that you may need, and so on and so forth. But that's sort of the explanation of travel medical as well as where we are at today. If you have limited amount of money to spend on travel insurance as a whole, and especially if traveling outside of your home state and outside of U.S., please make sure that you purchase travel medical insurance first and foremost. Then you can consider buying trip protection as well. And there are some all-inclusive packages available as well that people can consider.
Yeah, I want to dive into a lot of those specifics here in a minute, but I'm just thinking, you were talking about the psychology of travel, and I was thinking about, we don't think about when we're going on a trip that something could happen to us. We're certainly not thinking about getting sick or getting hurt. We're thinking about like all the pina coladas we're gonna drink on the beach. But there's a reality component, right? We just don't know what's going to happen. And I was always on the fence about travel insurance. Even as a money expert, I would, kind of weigh it out, like depending on where we would travel. But honestly, Omar, like after the pandemic shut down everything, now I've really become this champion for travel insurance, that it should be put into your travel budget, because we really, I mean, everything is just so unpredictable. And you shared a little bit of some horror stories. I mean, I've certainly heard a lot of horror stories as well, but there's nothing like going on vacation and then coming back with, multiple thousands of dollars of debt or expenses. And I'm curious, I don't know if you know this, but I'm wondering, like, if you're, let's say I'm in Mexico or it could be anywhere, and, I need medical assistance. And let's say it's, I don't have travel insurance and I don't know, I'll just make up a number. Let's say it is like $20,000. I don't have any options, right? Like, I've got to figure out somehow to just be able to afford that. I mean, like, what do people do who don't have travel insurance?
Unfortunately, you are responsible for that. People pay it with their credit cards. People get a loan. The reality is that, they can come after you. If you don't pay, first of all, they will try to make sure that you pay before you leave. When Right. you do need medical attention anywhere outside of the country, outside of your home state, the first questions they're going to get asked you is, provide me your medical information. Your medical insurance information. And if you don't have that, they automatically know that you don't have medical insurance. So they will ask you for a credit card. They'll ask you for some sort of a prepayment. So they make sure that they have that. And people are responsible for that before. Unfortunately, that is the reality because one, too many people have gotten medical attention, and the service that they need. And then they haven't been able to pay. And then now these medical services across the globe are, they're out of pocket. So they will ask you for that. And then that's what happens. And then what happens today is people come and they start a fundraising, ask for their friends and family for money. I know of unfortunate horror stories of, a 65-year-old who had traveled internationally, had a stroke, came back and had to file for bankruptcy at age 65 and sell the house to be able to pay for those medical bills. So it does Wow. happen. You're absolutely right. When we're thinking about travel, we're thinking about the fun moments, which is what it should be. We're thinking about the experiences. We're thinking about all these memories that we're going to build. And nobody thinks about the unfortunate situation. And nobody wants the unfortunate accidents and the unexpected things to happen while you're traveling. But the reality is that we live in a world, even before, but more so now, that unexpected things can happen all the time. And buying travel insurance is just the responsible thing to do. If you want to protect yourself financially, spending a few bucks on travel medical insurance is really not that big of a deal. And the biggest misnomer is the fact that travel medical insurance is expensive. In reality, it's not. Again, if you're traveling to Europe, let's just say, you're spending on average about $1,500 on a return airfare ticket. Your travel medical insurance and your overall travel insurance package is roughly, depending, let's just say you're going for 2 weeks, probably is going to be about, at most, I want to say about $100. Travel medical insurance is dependent on age and the duration that you're going to, the duration of your trip, sorry. So really, you're talking about less than 10% of your just airfare cost, being spent medical insurance. It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. I mean, you're traveling with peace of mind. God forbid if something happens, you have a number to call. When you do have travel medical insurance and you do need medical attention, usually most travel insurance providers already have a connected health network or hospital network that they can direct you to. Especially if you're traveling a destination where you don't speak the language, you can call the 24-hour claims number. They can guide you on where to go, which hospital to go. Most of them actually have a direct pay already in the background with the hospital, so you don't have to worry about payment, and you can really focus on your treatment and getting out. The other piece of it as well is that, most of these travel medical insurance packages also have a repatriation benefit in there too. So God forbid if it's a truly serious incident and you need to come back home, they will put you in a private jet, first-class airfare ticket, whatever it is, to get you back home as soon as possible so you can continue your medical treatment at home. So that in itself is just worth the money, because you don't want to get medical treatment outside of your home state or outside of your home country. At least I don't.
I'm right there with you.
You know, like, I want to be home. I want to deal with the medical system that I'm used to. So that in itself is value enough for people to consider.
You mentioned the other language. I mean, that's something to think about too, right? If we're traveling internationally and we don't even understand what they're saying to us, I mean, that's a big deal.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, just even like, you know, we're used to Advils and Tylenols in North America, it's not the same in another country. I mean, if you go to Europe, and I travel to Europe quite a bit, it's not. They don't have ibuprofen. They have paracetamol, which is a completely different medication. So, but again, like, you shouldn't, like, you need a doctor, especially if you have pre-existing medical conditions, which unfortunately most of us do. I mean, everybody's different. Their body's unique. Their destination's unique. But pre-existing medical condition is a real topic that people need to consider when they're traveling. Especially if you have pre-existing medical condition, you should not be traveling without a travel medical insurance policy. And you got to make sure that your travel medical insurance policy does cover your pre-existing medical conditions as well. And pre-existing medical conditions can be a very minor thing or a major thing. So that is the most responsible thing to do.
There are a lot of travel insurance policies out there right now, a lot of companies that are selling them, and I know some of them may be better than others. So, you know, tell us, we talked about a few things, but tell us, Omar, like, you know, so we don't have to read all of the fine print. What should we be looking for exactly in our travel insurance policy to know that, okay, this is a good policy that I'm going to be spending my money on?
Yes. I mean, the responsible thing to do is to review or skim through the entire policy wording, but we do understand.
Yes.
Just keeping it, I mean, I have to give that answer, but keeping it also,
yes,
human.
We have to say,
really does.
Asterisk, yeah, asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. You should always read the fine print no matter what.
What? You don't know how to read legal English? What is wrong?
Right.
But, you know, so most policy coverages have an overall kind of high level benefit summary that they contain. Even when you're going and purchasing, before you even purchase, you should just compare the overall kind of benefits that you get. So things to look for is, how much medical coverage do I have? Does it cover, you know, the next important thing is, does it cover pre-existing medical conditions? Is there an age limit to it? Is there a trip length limit to it? Does the policy work globally? Does it have particular countries that, you know, I can't, this coverage is not available in? So those are some high level things to kind of look for. If you're unsure and there are specific things, especially when it comes to your medical history, and if you're not sure if this medical policy, travel medical policy, will cover you, you should be able to call in and speak to a licensed agent from wherever you're buying. At Goose Insurance, we have licensed agents across the country who are able to help customers, review the policy wordings with them, review the benefits, and answer specific questions. If your Goose Insurance is not the place where you're going to go buy travel insurance, although I would like for you to consider that, you can go anywhere else that you go to. Make sure you have that option to speak to somebody who is licensed, who knows their stuff, that can answer your questions. That's one of the best ways to do. But for an average person who just wants to review it, you should be able to get the information on the site. You should be able to see what the coverages are, and then skim through the high-level exclusions, like what is actually excluded. Because the benefits is one thing, but you also have to review what the exclusions might be. And that should be readily available for you wherever you're buying.
What are some common exclusions?
So some common exclusions do include, for example, events or countries, that the medical coverage is not valid for. If you already have, for example, some policies, for example, doesn't cover people who are on oxygen tanks, for example, those are some exclusions. There might be cancer, for example, if you do have cancer, unfortunately, you can't, the travel medical policy will not cover you. So there are some high level, there's also age exclusions or limitations. So some policies will only cover you up to a certain age. That's a really, really big one. And then there's usually either an exclusion or a complete exclusion or a limitation on the age that the policy will be valid for.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process, helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me, and I got my regular personalized privacy report, and I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com /ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
So some high-level exclusions include things like critical illnesses like cancer. Certain destinations may not be included. Age is another one. There's either age limit on the policy or a reduction of benefits, and then pre-existing medical conditions. So pre-existing medical condition, it's either fully excluded from the policy or has specific limits, which means that, you know, any pre-existing medical conditions 24 months prior to you leaving may not be covered, or you have to buy this policy within 20 days of actually booking your trip before it becomes available to you. So there are some nuances around that, but those are generally some of the high-level exclusions in policies, especially for international travel.
What about pregnancy for women?
Is so that that's normally excluded? Really, it is usually follows the airline's guidelines for pregnancy. So depending on the airlines that you're flying and the destinations, it has a specific limit. Up to, you can travel where, you know, up to week 26 or maybe week 30 for pregnancy, and then anything beyond that is not recommended and or not covered. So that's how pregnancy is dealt with. With our policies, we cover people up to 26 weeks. So you can be pregnant up to 26 weeks, and if you do have medical emergencies, the policies will cover you. Anything beyond that is not.
And then I'm also thinking about, like, are there certain destinations or countries around the world where medical insurance just says, I'm not going to cover you if you go to these certain places?
Yes. Usually those are sanctioned countries. So if you go and travel to a sanctioned country or a country that has an active war or terrorism in it, or a destination that has a travel advisory against issued by the government, by the U.S. government, then it's not covered. So those destinations do become sort of are excluded from your benefits if you do travel to. So even if you buy the policy, but if you go and travel to a sanctioned country, you're not covered. If you travel a policy and go to a destination where there's actually active war or terrorism happening right now, you're not covered. So those things do come into play. And fortunately, we don't see a lot of, actually. People are very well aware of going into safer destinations, especially for holidays. So it's not, but there are some instances where people have purchased the travel medical insurance policy and perhaps gone into a country where it's sanctioned and the benefits cannot be offered to you in that country.
Hence reading the fine print.
Right.
So tell me, like, okay, let's say I'm in a country traveling. I bought travel insurance and something happens to me. I get sick or I need to go to the hospital. What do I do first? Do I call the travel insurance company or do I go straight for the medical care and then worry about how all the, you know, fine print is going to shake out afterwards?
It really depends on the emergency that you're dealing with. I mean, obviously, if it's something severe, like a heart attack, stroke, like a critical accident, a car accident, or any of that stuff, you need to go and seek medical attention first. So that's highly recommended no matter what, because your life is the most important thing, and we need to make sure that you get the medical attention that you need. And then you can call the claims number to help you right after. The piece that's really important is nice, for Goose members is that all that claims information, which number to call, 24-hour claims, getting medical help, map of local hospitals, 911 equivalent, everything is directly available in the Goose Insurance's app. If you do have a minor accident, for example, you have fallen and bruised yourself or, you know, it's something minor, or even like a broken leg, you know, you're just kind of sitting and you're not in a lot of pain, it's highly recommended to call the insurance company first and get the appropriate directions on where to go and what to do next. It's always a good idea if you're traveling with somebody as well to let them know, you know, where to access that information on your phone as well, especially if you're a Goose member or you can, you know, tell them to go to the Goose
My Health section on the app.
So if you are, you know, seeking medical attention, they can call on your behalf, the insurance company, and get things going and let them know and make them aware. And they can essentially sort of help you with some of this stuff as well.
I love that that's an option. Okay, I love the idea of like having it in an app because that is a language that we all speak. And you are the co-founder and chief growth officer. I love that title of Goose. Tell me a little bit about like why you guys started Goose. And I mean, you've already told us a few reasons you guys are different, but you know, what sets you apart, I guess I should say, from other travel insurance companies?
Yeah, I mean, the reason why we started Goose was because we really wanted to make insurance affordable, accessible, and convenient. If you can order your favorite sushi or whatever cuisine you love, you can hail a ride and you can shop directly on your phone from an app, why can't you buy insurance? Insurance is always made to be this complicated thing, and hence people will kind of look away from it. And has never really been friendly. And as far as we can tell, no company really puts the customer first and builds insurance products around it that really serves the need that can be purchased in a convenient way. I mean, not that we recommend this because you should be buying travel insurance as soon as you book your travels, but you could literally buy travel insurance on the Goose Insurance app as, you know, the plane is, you know, boarding passengers are about to take off. In less than 60 seconds, you can buy travel insurance and protect yourself on the Goose Insurance app. So that's really the mission that we're on in terms of making insurance accessible and affordable. And travel insurance is one of the products we offer. We also have life insurance, accident insurance, pet, renters, and many other products that consumers need on a day-to-day basis. But that's really the reason why we started, because insurance doesn't have to be scary. Insurance is supposed to be there to help you be protected, to be financially protected, to not just you, but also your family. You know, especially when we're talking about life insurance, which is a slightly different topic, obviously, the ability for you to protect your family financially, because in today's world, I mean, anything can happen, and the last thing you want is, if something happens to you, is for your family and your loved ones to worry about finances versus really, you know, grief, your loss. So it doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be, you know, nurses coming to your house and drawing medical and drawing blood and doing medical exams and so on and so forth. It can all directly happen through the app. And that's the reason why we've created it. And we want everybody to have access to insurance in an affordable way.
I think these conversations are so important because we all want to deal with and talk about the sexy sides of money. How do we make money? How do we make our money grow? But there's a reality when it comes to money, and that's the protection side. So if you're going to save for a year or however long you're going to save to go on a trip and spend all of that money, it makes sense to spend, you know, set aside a small amount of money just to make sure that if something does happen to you, yeah, you're not going to go bankrupt or something like that. And I was just thinking kind of here as we wrap up, I was doing some research on you, and I discovered that one of your favorite vacation destinations is Istanbul, which is a great city. I actually have not been, but it's been on my list. You know, I'm wondering, Omar, you know, what are some of the places that your data is showing or that you even think might be, you know, trendy in 2023 where people are really going to be like looking to go, that these are going to be the places where they're going to want to go have these great experiences?
That's a really good question. I mean, we're still kind of trying to figure out where the summer destinations and 2023 winter destinations are going to be. But, you know, what we're actually popping up is, in fact, Turkey. Turkey is a big destination for a lot of people. It's one of those countries where, you know, it's a beautiful place where East meets West kind of thing. The cultures of the two worlds kind of colliding. So it is a big destination. It's kind of second to Morocco, you know, in that essence as well. So it's very, very similar in a lot of ways, and it has a lot of people thinking about it. We are seeing a lot of Caribbean destinations this winter, and I think the trend is going to continue probably for next winter as well. You know, one place that was a complete surprise this year, and we'll see what's going to happen next year, is Belize. For a lot of people, Belize is a big top destination this winter, traveling internationally. I think the other two destinations that was usually huge for North Americans and Americans specifically was Australia and New Zealand. Because of COVID restrictions, and they have had very strict restrictions, they're opening back up. We haven't seen them, but I have this feeling that it is going to be one of the top destinations next year for people to travel to.
Interesting. I love those kind of like sneaky places that you don't think will be on the list, but they're on the list. And I love that people are getting out and exploring, and you know, that travel is just something that it just makes us happy. So I love this idea of us being able to do it, but do it from, you know, a smart way, right? Make sure that we, you know, don't overextend ourselves if something happens to us on the trip. Omar, I would love for you to tell everyone listening, if they want to learn more about Goose Insurance and they're excited to start booking some of these travel insurance policies, where do they go?
Absolutely. So they could find more information about us on gooseinsurance.com, or they could simply download the Goose Insurance app on their phones. We're available on both Android and iOS. It is a free app. You don't get charged for anything until you decide to purchase an insurance policy, and you can explore all the different insurance policies that we have, including travel insurance policies for traveling within the United States and as well as outside of the United States. I think if I can leave your listeners with one thing, is, you know, part of making money is to also protect what you have. And, you know, that's the only way for us to be able to grow, is to be able to protect first what we have and then kind of add on to it. So, you know, I want everybody to be traveling safely, and all your listeners and wherever their destinations might take them, and for them to not have any issues at all or come across any emergencies. But, you know, spending a few bucks on travel medical insurance is absolutely the wise thing to do.
I pinky promise you that I will never travel again without travel insurance. I mean, the story is just so compelling that Omar shared in this episode. I would just hate to be on like a great trip, get sick or worse, even injured, and then be facing a huge medical bill. That just doesn't scream relaxation to me. Head over to the Goose Insurance app to shop around for travel insurance. And look, I know we don't all love the idea of more insurance, but seriously, I deem travel insurance a very worthy line item on your upcoming travel budget. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend, someone else who you know is going to get out there and travel, and help them, you know, get some insurance and save their money. As always, you can head to the show notes for all the links to our episode guests, as well as our sponsors who make this show possible. I'll see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate, or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.